Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 18, Emalahleni 20, Pretoria, Rustenburg and Sydney 22 degrees.
Midrand, N1 northbound, there's been a crash before New Road, slow moving traffic. And then Bedford View, N3 southbound, stationary truck at Van Buren Road, very heavy traffic.
We start with the very latest on the first sitting of the National Assembly of the 7th Parliament, and 400 newly sworn in MPs are currently voting for a new Speaker of Parliament. The ANC's Tokoloza Ziza and the EFF's Veronica Mente have been nominated. Both have accepted their nominations. DA leader John Steenhuisen has meanwhile confirmed ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa will be the presidential candidate for the Government of National Unity. During a briefing, Steenhuisen said the challenges facing the country remains serious, highlighting unemployment, crime and infrastructure decline. He says the DA will now co-govern the country.
We do so both for the millions of people who voted for us and for all South Africans who yearn for a better government and a brighter future. The DA's signature contribution to this government of national unity will come in the form of our unique track record of service delivery, job creation, and our commitment to clean and accountable governance.
Now, the speed at which the Government of National Unity between the ANC, DA and IFP was proposed would require commitment from the ANC's alliance partners. That's according to political analyst Daniel Silk.
It's going to take a substantial compromise from the various political parties on policy. It's also going to take deft management, particularly within the ANC, from the various different factions within that party, many of them still reluctant to work side by side with the DA.
Closer to home, and the official swearing-in of members of the Gauteng legislature has officially concluded. This now gives way for the next item on the agenda, which is the election of a speaker. Masechaba Sefularo reports.
All 80 members of the Gauteng legislature have been sworn in. This includes the EFF's Naledi Chirwa, who's been redeployed by her party from the National Assembly. Parties entering into coalition deals in the province have been mum on who will occupy key roles in the legislature. However, news of a deal between the ANC and DA at national level is now expected to trickle down to the province, with the ANC's premier candidate, Panyaza Lesufi, widely expected to remain in the role. Masechaba Sifularo for Jekka and FM News in Johannesburg.
In other news, extradition proceedings for the Ndamandi brothers, who were accused of being part of a plot to assassinate Rabbi Kenan, aka Forbes, and Tabelo Tibs Motswane, has been postponed to July. Siyabonga and Mlusi Ndamandi briefly appeared in an Eswatini court today. They were arrested back in March and are facing charges of, among others, murder and attempted murder. And the Automobile Association is concerned about the lack of clarity in the acquisition of printing equipment for new smart card driver's license for the country. A spokesperson, Leighton Beard, says citizens have a right to know what processes were followed and the costs.
As an organ of state, the Department of Transport is bypassing another organ of state to go to tender. We further note that the Department of Transport is obliged to find the best solution at the best cost to South Africans to produce the new smart car driving licenses, and owe citizens an explanation of how it is doing exactly that.
I'm Chanel September. More news in our next bulletin at 4. Go to jackarandfm.com and click on news.
Yo, it is a big, big news day today, ne? Yay! Thank you, Chanel. Thanks for keeping us up to date and in the loop. Of course, the news will be continuing. Right. So where were we in space and time? Oh, yeah, that's right. I've got to tell you about the competition that's coming up this hour. Yay! It's the Clicks Always On competition. Like a Navi existed. So Chanel's like, whoosh, out the studio. The weekend has started. excuse me. Up for grabs. 2,500 Rand in Clicks Club Card Cashback. It's a goodie. And ahead of Father's Day, all you got to do is share a screenshot or send me a WhatsApp voice note about the funniest, sweetest, or the most memorable text message that your pa has sent to you. You can send your screenshot or your WhatsApp voice note through to our WhatsApp.